right, guys, welcome back to Pootie's World Cup podcast. We got Dan, Big Cat, Katz, and John, no introduction needed, Feidelberg. Welcome back, guys.
I like that. It's better than
Let's
Henry.
Do it. Let's do it. So we recorded the first one.
Yep.
Oh, the three of us together, and we realized that Sam's Army is a genius when it comes to soccer, but obviously has not been hosting a podcast. So I'm going to host this one a little bit so we can kind of free you up. It's like, it's basically being like we were making you play point guard when you should have been a shooting guard.
Yeah.
You should have been passing you the ball and letting you hit threes.
There we go.
So this one we are doing group.
I'm a bench guy.
We'll throw it to you down low.
Oh, I'm a
dunk
big man.
On someone. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, wait, way to go, guys. We did a soccer podcast and we're doing basketball terms. All right. So you're Ronaldo.
I'm Ronaldo.
Ronaldo.
There we go. We had that one.
I'll be the goalie and I'll get the defense set, and then Sam's Army's gonna be the midfielder who I can't name one midfielder.
Michael Bradley.
Oh, perfect.
Oh,
perfect.
God. Fuck that bald-headed fuck. Would he have made the 20? He Twitter searches his name.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
How do you know that?
Someone told me that, and then we just started tweeting from the Pardon My Take Twitter being like, Michael Bradley sucks. and I'm sure we got his attention.
Oh, yeah. He knows you right
Did
now.
He, would he have made the 23-man roster? I think we should start every single podcast we do with
Michael Bradley would have made the
23-man roster question.
He would have been the captain.
Ooh. Wore number 10?
No,
Pulisic.
I think Pulisic. Yeah. He's switched number to 10. Number 10 now.
All right, so we're going to do groups E and F. As a reminder, we're going to break down each team. We're going to give you some betting tips. We're going to give you some who's to look out for. And let's do it. So E.
Let's go. We got Brazil, Switzerland, Serbia, Costa Rica. That's the rundown. Brazil being the big favorite.
Yeah, -400 Brazil. Switzerland's +6. Well, what are these odds to win, to advance?
Win the group.
To win the group. So Brazil's going to win this group. And my question to you is, has Brazil gotten over the crying guy, which is my favorite image of all time? The crying Brazilian dude in his hat with the fucking just clutching the World Cup trophy like a little baby. Have they gotten over that moment?
I don't think you can ever get over that moment and that loss.
That guy has not gotten over moment.
That guy's dead, probably.
Yes.
Rest in peace.
He never made it out of the stadium.
No.
The team itself, I think, has.
I don't think you can. That was a game. I remember watching that game so vividly against
Germany,
where it was like it reminded me of at halftime. I was thinking they had to do like the Friday Night Lights. Remember when Coach Taylor, the first game at East Dillon, when they're playing, I forget who they're playing, but he at halftime he says, "Look, I'm not sending the guys back out there. It's not healthy what's happening, and they can't keep putting them through this." I thought the Brazilians should have done that.
I've proudly not watched a single episode of Friday Night Lights.
Why proudly? Ooh. That's a mistake.
It's not proudly, but I just haven't. I haven't watched a single
episode. You should do that. You should skip the World Cup this year. Just watch Friday Night Lights.
Fun fact: I've met the guy. What's the guy's name? Peter Berg. I've met him twice.
Really?
And both times I've introduced myself and been like Barstool Sport. You met him?
Yeah,
with us. Yeah. I met him a second time. So the first time we had the conversation, we're like, "Yeah, oh yeah, it's."
He called his kid over.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's
yeah,
how
he
we
was
get
like,
in.
"Oh, my kid loves Barstool." And the second time I met him, I was like, "Oh, we met." I was with my friend John. We met at the boxing thing. He's like, "Oh yeah, my kid loves Barstool." So he wants nothing to do with us. Nothing to do with us whatsoever. So that's our Peter Berg story. All right. So Brazil, do they have a Ronaldo or Ronaldinho or someone with Ronaldo in their name on the team?
No, but Neymar is going to be the next one. It's going to be Neymar, and then all the kids are going to be Neymardinho.
Okay.
And like all these, so like they've got that. They get the next generation of that coming through. So, and Neymar is the man. He is the Ronaldo, the Ronaldinho. This guy. He is the guy. And so he was actually last time, and he got hurt. That's part of the reason they got their asses
back, right? You got hit in the back.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's right.
So what has Brazil done differently? Like, do they have a new?
They have
crop
Neymar
of
back,
guys?
Number
they,
one.
But they have a new crop of guys.
They do. Some guys have come through, like Coutinho. You guys probably remember.
The Magic Man, the magician.
Yep.
But they've also retooled. You know, they got Williams come up. They got Gabi Jesus, who's a big guy at City.
Okay.
They've retooled. They're the new. New Seleção. I hate Seleção 2.0.
Okay.
I don't know why I hate it. I fucking despise them. So I'm out on Gabby.
Are they going to do the Yogo Benito thing where it's like, oh my God, it's the most beautiful game ever. They pass the ball.
They are.
And then they just score.
These guys, they're born playing soccer. I mean, this people talk about how is the United States gonna get on that level? We're never gonna get on that level. We're never gonna get born playing soccer and just playing beautiful soccer. That's just not. It's not in our DNA. We don't go out on the street corners and play soccer like after school. They do it every day. As soon as they can walk. So they are gonna do that. Yes, and it's gonna be beautiful. Okay. We're all gonna love it.
Big butts in soccer.
Big butts in soccer
like
is what
Brazil,
they do.
Yeah. Shout all right, so out, Mike.
Last question about Brazil. So Roger Bennett, who's going to be on Pardon My Take this week, whenever this – I don't know when this will drop. At some point, he made the point that Brazil teams figured out that basically you could kick the hell out of Brazil. Just play physical with them, and they lose their jogo bonito. Is that still the case?
There's some truth to that. They have themselves gotten tougher. I mean, they've got Casemiro. He's a guy who can come out and just hack the shit out of you.
Yeah,
because like I think of the Europeans as the softies. Brazil's a tough spot.
Well,
Germany of God.
Germany's not soft. That's the problem. Well, Germany just goes and just fights everyone. Right. But that's what happens. They're gonna have to fight German.
They did. They got a little bit of German in them.
Right.
Just like Argentina. You know, they got a little bit of Argentina actually. Got a lot of Germans in them, but like Brazil, it sort of filtered across.
Giselles.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you one last question then. Who is the softest team in the entire World Cup?
Softest team in the entire World Cup. Oof.
You can think about that. We can move on.
I'm going to put some thought in that one.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to get.
I want to know so I can fire off that tweet. Like, just call someone super soft. I would assume it would be France, but if you're telling
that's
someone
else. Guess.
Yeah, it's really.
So mentally or physically? Because mentally. Both. It's probably England.
Oh, mentally, yes, that makes sense. England, definitely.
Physically, it might be France. It might. They're good, but then they might be soft.
All right, so the next team we have, Serbia.
Yep.
The Serbians, I feel like, are always good.
And good, I not great, always.
Based off nothing.
Yeah. I was going to say, what the fuck makes you say
Tell
that?
Us about Serbia.
Good, not great. I think that's a good, you know, as soon as they split off from Yugoslavia, they've been like good, not great. They've got I'm not actually a big fan of Serbia coming into this particular tournament. They've got a ton of itches. Like literally everybody on the team is an itch.
Okay.
I see.
What does that mean?
Ton of
itches. Oh, itches.
I thought you were scared to swear on this podcast.
No. That's not their strong point. Their strong point is their midfield. They are stacked. Which they're all itches, but like you got Tadic, Matic, Kostic, Savic. That is a hell of a midfield.
A lot of itches, yeah.
A lot of itches. Their strike force not so strong. Mitrovic.
Okay.
I don't know if they're going to score goals. So we're reaching out to the gamblers here at over unders, this is not the team that you want to be looking at.
Got it. Okay.
This is the Morocco of the group.
Yes,
cross them
Morocco.
Out. So strong midfield, not great offense, maybe bad suspect defense.
Aging defense. So they got talent, but they're old.
Ooh.
So Serbia, the team, the perennial powerhouse, as you told us.
Yes, as I've said.
They sound like a cross of Morocco and Portugal, which doesn't have me high on Serbia right now.
No, stronger midfield, I would say, and no Ronnie.
That's no Ronnie, no LeBron.
There you go.
Okay.
No Feidelberg.
All right. So Serbia, what do you think? They are going to be. They are definitely this clear cut second.
Yeah,
team in this
I've
group.
Got them. I've got them coming in second.
Okay.
It's not a strong group behind Brazil. So I think that Serbia can grab second place.
Okay. And now Costa Rica, the Ticas. Took one of the teams that took our spot.
I was going to say, I remember losing that in the CONCACAF.
The fact that we fucking lose to Costa Rica. How many people live in Costa Rica?
Less than the U.S.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I mean, it's like.
I'm going to say less than
Texas.
Dallas.
Yeah, yeah. Right. You throw any
why
city
we both
out
go
there.
Go right to Texas.
I don't know, but you just throw any city out there, like, yep, it actually has less than Tucson. Less people than Tucson, the Tucson greater area.
Maybe it's more in Dallas. The Dallas-Fort Worth area, though.
Yes.
Definitely bigger than
easily.
Costa Rica.
4.8 million. Oh.
Okay, yeah, so I think we're right on Tucson. talk to us about Costa Rica.
So they're better than the U.S. They beat us twice.
That's a fact.
Yeah, can't knock on that. So I'm not a huge fan of Costa Rica coming in this tournament. Keylor Navas, most people will have known
him. Dallas Fort Worth area, 6 million people.
Oh. There we go.
Let's go.
Got it.
Guys.
And we lost to them.
We lost
the
to
U.S.
Them
lost to Dallas. Okay, God. So Costa Rica, the Ticas. Anything that we should look out for?
Questionably, so another team that if you're talking over-under, not to get just onto over-unders, but questionable offense and strong defense here. So yeah, I'm not big on that. They've got a great goalie. Yeah, I don't know. I'm in terms of excitement, they're not going to bring the excitement. They're not going to bring the thunder.
Okay.
For American soccer fans outside of, you know, the hardcore.
Okay. And
So I'm trying to keep track just as we're going through. Teams we should be watching. Spain was not one of them, right? We got Brazil.
Depends. I could rub myself watching Spain.
That's a true soccer. That's Spain is basically like a pitcher's duel. When people watch a 1-0 game, they're like, oh, I love it.
But for
like
the guys
two teams
who
that
like
play
the
defense
Liverpool.
And football, yeah.
For the guys who like the Liverpool, you got Egypt on there, obviously with Mo.
Yep, definitely. In terms of the watchability of them, like Uruguay is definitely going to be a lot of fun.
You got to always watch Chompers.
So Ticos could advance if things fall right for them.
It would have to fall right.
What's the strategy in these – when you're in a group against Brazil, are you basically saying we got to win our other games and we got to just make sure Brazil doesn't put up like a 50-burger on
us? Yep, pretty much.
So
yeah.
Parking the bus. So when Brazil plays a team, they're just going to play tons of defense.
Yes.
Got it.
Until they get to the knockouts.
All right, so I'm this whole group I'm circling is a problem area. Because there's nothing worse in soccer than watching a game and one team being like, we need to just put all guys in front of the box and hope something crazy happens and we get like some crazy counterattack and score one goal.
Yeah.
That's the worst soccer in the world.
This is a group that you when they're playing well, maybe just circle Brazil. You don't want to watch Brazil games.
Yeah. You want to watch Brazil once they advance. Then they start playing teams that they can like the team can actually play against them.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
And they'll come out and play.
And then the last team in this group is Switzerland.
Switzerland.
They're sixth?
Sixth in the FIFA rankings right now.
Really?
What?
Yes.
Explain that.
There's no good explanation for that. Basically, I think that they're administrative geniuses, and they schedule selectively and strategically.
Oh, Saban's gonna hire them.
Okay, so bad strength of schedule.
Bad strength of schedule, but they also play in Europe, and so the UEFA teams tend to get boosted based on the level of competition because they're all thought of as better teams.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a totally artificial. Sixth ranking. It's like when the U.S. was ranked, I don't know what it's third, I think, going into the 2000 and maybe six World Cup, and then we lost every game.
Were we really?
Yeah. It was maybe.
I wasn't a soccer fan back in those
days. Was big. That was big for us. Was that when we tied Portugal?
No,
that was huge.
That was the biggest. Oh, that was the biggest moment in soccer in U.S. soccer history.
I
tied
going
Portugal.
Nuts. We were
2-2.
We were at Tits in Boston, and it was a moment. It was crazy. I was running the I Believe chants with a megaphone behind the bar.
That was the biggest win. The biggest win in U.S. soccer
biggest
history.
Biggest 2-2 win. Yeah.
Yeah. That actually sums up soccer perfectly. Well, I don't want to bash soccer because this is a soccer podcast. But so Switzerland, they're boring as fuck.
So basically, that's pretty much it. Yeah. So they're
a lot of boredom coming from a soccer guy here.
Just not an exciting group. This is not the group that's going to get people like you know jazzed on soccer. Let's put it that way. You know, Switzerland is the type of team that, like they don't teach them a step overs. Like that's a little too exotic for them.
What is that?
Step over? Like you sort of scissor move kind of with the ball in
between. Wait, serious or are you making a soccer joke?
It's a soccer joke.
Okay, because I know a step over. I was bopping. We had a little soccer event we went to for KFC Radio last weekend, and I was doing step overs all over the place.
Okay, but Switzerland doesn't do it.
No.
They just don't do it.
Not really.
Okay.
Jordan Shaqiri is the one guy on the team.
Oh, Shaqiri, we know him.
You know Shaqiri?
He played on...
Little angry man.
Did he play on Liverpool?
He played for Stoke.
Okay.
And you would have played against him.
Yeah, yeah.
He is a little bit of a creative type. Other than that, it's like you're playing against, the most white bread, vanilla, boring, you know, vanilla ice cream. You're
Wisconsin playing basketball.
Yes.
Okay. They don't teach you. Yeah, they don't teach you how to dunk. So, yeah. Okay, that makes sense. We need to just bring that to, because there's going to be hardcore soccer fans and then people who just are interested in the World Cup listening.
Yep.
So we give them a little bit of both.
A little bit of time.
All right.
Yep.
So to recap, Brazil easy winner.
Yep.
And then do you see – is it from what we've just talked about, it seems like the other three teams, like each one could have a chance. Like you wouldn't be surprised if any of these other three teams can make it?
They do have a chance. I don't think – they do have a chance. This is not a group where they've got like a Saudi Arabia.
Right.
That type of thing. They do all have a chance. I'm actually lower on Switzerland. I think Switzerland's going to finish fourth, even though they're the second best odds.
Ranking, yeah.
I got Serbia finishing second, Costa Rica third, Switzerland fourth. So
Serbia to advance might not be a bad bet.
So U.S. almost would have made it out of this group. That's good.
Yeah.
That's
almost.
Good to know.
Almost.
Yes.
That's probably the second biggest win in U.S. soccer history. Yeah,
that's huge. The fact that we almost would have won group or finished second in Group E. That's huge. How do they decide tiebreakers? Goal differential?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Well, it's head-to-head.
Yeah, head-to-head. Right.
Then I think goal differential.
Okay. Group F.
Group F. All right.
This is the group of death.
This is the one that has been anointed popularly as the group of death. It's Germany's group. So it is Germany. You can call it the group of death or you can call it Germany's group.
Okay.
I think it's Germany's group. But yes, these are some serious heavyweights traditionally. Mexico. Obviously, Sweden, Zoltan is not coming.
You said Zoltan. You know his real name, but we say Zoltan, so it's Zlatan.
Oh, it's Zlatan?
Yeah.
Oh, I definitely say Zoltan. Zoltan Ibrahimovic.
Yeah, right? That's changed it to Zoltan. Actually. And then South Korea, which no one cares about, right?
That's pretty much it. South Korea is like that team that everybody always underestimates, and they come up big. And I'm
in one game.
And well, they say the 2002 World Cup, they actually made it to the semifinal or something.
Okay.
So that was really out of the blue. I don't think they have it in, so I'm going to underestimate them coming into this tournament, and they're probably going to do really well.
Okay, so Germany, talk to us about Germany. Germany's just a machine. Every single year they just like Michael Ballack, is he still on the team?
No.
He's the dick guy, right?
The dick guy?
Who's the guy who was right after the World Cup?
No, that was, who's the dick guy? The big boner guy.
Yeah, on
the
huge boat. Bony.
Oh,
huge God. Boner. He won the World Cup.
Goetze, Mario Goetze.
Yeah, and then just had a huge boner.
Was it huge or was it just a boner?
It was both.
It was bigger than mine.
Yeah, yeah, and it was a boner.
Soccer guys got big boners, I guess.
Yeah, so they've won four World Cups. Give us the list of like guys, who's the most exciting guy and like who
they are so stacked. They are everybody on this team is The guy who I would say is not going to be exciting is Leroy Sané, who everybody knows because he didn't make the team. One of the top guys that would have been on the team, one of the most exciting, did not make the team.
They call him the USA.
That's how good he is.
Yes, he's basically Jesus the USA Christ. Of German soccer now.
That's what they'll call him.
And he'd be our best player.
He'd be up there. I mean, Pulisic might be better, but he'd be up there.
Okay.
People would probably fight me on that. He would be called our best player, probably.
Yeah.
No way. No one's better than Pulisic.
I totally agree with you, and I mean that actually.
I know you drive the Pulisic hype train, but buddy, I'm all aboard that one.
I got more hype trains coming, by the way.
So explain
World
to
Cup
me
2022
in the simplest terms why Germany, like, what is their style and why are they always so good?
They are just ruthless. They're a machine. I mean, their nickname is Die Mineshaft, which I assume means machine. Yeah. I don't actually know what that means.
Killing machine, probably.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, definitely. That's a good name for the Germans to have.
Right? Yeah. It just sounds...
They should have talked to a PR company before adopting that one.
They always, whenever they do the national anthem for Germany, too, they just go across and it's like, shit.
They all look the same. Their
parents
Aryan,
were Nazis.
Yeah. There's a reason. Ozil
was
ruthless.
The only one. That guy was always like, how'd that guy get in there? who'd his dad fuck? Like,
a Turkish woman. It's one of the, like, he's half Turkish. But if we're talking about exciting people, actually Timo Werner is a guy that is a name people should know.
Okay.
He's a young guy. He's playing at RB Leipzig.
Okay.
He's going to have to be the guy for them for scoring goals. He's one of those guys that's up there in the golden boot odds. He could be the guy just because he's going to be the number one striker, and he plays for Germany, and they're going to go forever. They're going to play forever.
Okay.
Remember that with Charlie Kelly's Vom hat.
Yes, exactly. So Germany, it's basically win it or bust. Like, if they don't win it.
If they don't win it, it's a huge disappointment. I mean, they've never not made the semifinals of like a big tournament.
That's okay, so now since we're still doing teams, The Patriots.
Yeah, basically.
Okay, so which so if we're going to do topical stuff, which one on Germany is doing steroids? I didn't mean that. I didn't mean that. Julian Edelman's a friend. I didn't mean that. I did not mean that. I did not mean that. It was probably a false positive or whatever the hell you call it.
That was good.
Yeah.
That was good.
All right, so Mexico.
Mexico, yeah.
El Tri.
Why did they get rid of their coach? Because their coach was
amazing. Oh, he was the best. Yeah. They don't have that guy?
They
oh,
always get rid of their coach.
Okay.
It's just like every 2 years. It's like they give him like a six-year contract, and 2 years in, he's gone. That's just how it works.
That's a shame. That guy, that Super Saiyan gif of him,
oh,
one of my
best.
One of my favorite gifs on the internet right now.
So what's up with Mexico?
They're good. They're a good team. They're better than U.S. right now. I'm man enough to say that.
Mm-hmm.
Like they are a better team than us right now.
Is that why we're building the wall?
It could be. Although the reason that we were getting better is because we were bringing the Mexicans up.
Right,
you know?
Right, right.
But,
Trump
you know.
Hates soccer. That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
We heard it here first.
Even though his son's,
some likes it,
yeah,
though.
His son's
some
in the
it.
Program.
Who?
He's in like the Barron Trump is like a D.C. United youth program.
Big Arsenal fan, too.
Yeah.
That's a little political.
Yeah.
Yes,
I'm
I can't
just
imagine. I can't imagine Barron Trump is all that athletic.
Yeah. All right, so
it's true though. It's actually true.
Tell us who's the best on Mexico and what style they play, and then I got to ask you a question about your.
They'll be fun to watch. They'll be a fun team to watch. They should be good, exciting soccer. None of this tiki taka. None of this sit back and you know defend type stuff.
I knew I liked the Mexicans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's what's up.
Player to watch. We'll go with probably Irving Lozano.
Okay.
He's this young striker. Plays in the Dutch league right now. He's a that guy. That kid can play,
okay.
And he'll be a fun guy to watch. He'll probably score some goals. Him and Chicharito.
Chicharito.
Chicharito, but I always call him Chicharito.
Oh, a little jab.
A little jab.
Yeah,
I got
you.
I like
I'm
that.
On par here.
Yeah. So in
I know the feminine masculine form. I went to high school.
You said the red flag here is half the team attended a sex party with prostitutes the night before leaving for Europe ahead of the World Cup last time.
Oh,
that's
I love
a red
Mexico.
Flag. That's a red
I love
flag.
Mexico.
What kind of red flag is that? That's a team building.
I threw
it's
that
like team dinner
yeah,
in high school.
Everyone knows a team can't be successful unless you've seen everyone's dick.
Yes,
right. A team.
Facts.
A team where it has a guy
John
who, like,
facts.
Who doesn't like you know how like, there are a lot of teams where like there's that one guy who doesn't shower.
Yeah.
Locker
trust
room cancer.
Can't trust
locker room
them.
Cancer. Big time. If you haven't fucked it in an orgy, I'll tell you what. I hope they do it again this time.
Yeah, they took it to the next level. Everyone's seen each other. Fuck. That's awesome.
It's basically, yeah, team building. And the weird thing about it, and the reason I threw it under a red flag, which probably it should have been not red, green flag. I don't know, whatever the opposite of that is. The media is going to kill them for it. And also, they've got Rafa Marquez, who's another personality that we could go into forever. He's been sort of the thorn in the U.S. side, although he makes a lot of mistakes. But he also got caught up with like a drug kingpin like
ooh,
last year.
Love it. Oh, Mexico. Yep.
And so,
I love it.
Yeah,
Mexicans.
This is
like, yo,
great.
This is a fun team.
Stories.
This is a fun team. And but he, then the news stories where he went around to the hotel rooms of the guys that were in the sex party and then like gave them like talks. Like he was telling them to like grow up and be responsible. Bro, you were just like, I don't know how you got out of jail. I don't know
when
how
was
he's on
the
this
sex party.
Where was it?
No, when was it? Just recently?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought this was 2014. So they're ready to go.
Oh,
yeah.
This is the new.
They just
oh.
got their rocks off and they're going to Russia.
Two
now.
Seconds ago.
Yes.
You know what my mistake was? When it said half the team attended a sex party with prostitutes the night before leaving for Europe, I forgot Russia's in Europe.
No.
That's on me.
I still am not sure.
Yeah.
I think Russia might be in Asia.
Yeah, that was on me. Where was the last World Cup?
The last World Cup, Brazil.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, yeah, I fucked that up. Yeah. All right.
Russia's in Asia.
It's Eurasia.
Yeah, right.
It is Eurasia.
Right.
Okay. Eurasia.
Right.
So, Eurasia. You're both right.
All
right,
so, nice. Biggest weakness for Mexico?
That's my favorite answer.
Defense, they'll be a little suspect.
Okay.
And they also got a goalie with this pube puff that is the ugliest goddamn thing in the world. Not to be confused with Mo Salah's puff, which is
okay.
beautiful.
So, yeah. We're circling Mexico as a team to bet on the over.
Fun team,
yes.
Exciting team, over team.
I like that.
Like Mexico.
I like that a lot.
Really like Mexico.
All right, Korea.
So Korea should be a fun team to watch. That's a good thing. That's like what I can say about them, and that is good. I love Heung-min Son, the guy who plays for Tottenham. Probably be their best player. He'll be their probably leading goal scorer if they score any. but the team
is another team to watch out that they might not score any.
No, not nearly as bad as
Morocco or Switzerland. Yeah,
they're just not as good as. I don't think as good as Mexico or Brazil. They're not a bad team. I shouldn't have thrown in that with that category. They'll be a good team. Their defense is suspect.
Okay.
They love going forward, though. Okay. So another team, a lot of fun.
Okay.
Should be watched.
Okay. And their best-case scenario is just to – well, no, you just said they're the team that, like, surprises people.
Yeah. Yeah, so in 2002, they went to the semifinal out of nowhere.
So they're the team in this group, like when you're doing a March Madness bracket, they're the upset that everyone picks the Sweet 16.
They're either going to lose the first round or go to like, you know.
Yeah. All right. And then last, Sweden, which is like a dark horse. People love Sweden. Tell us why that's really, really stupid.
Cool. Well, people love them because they have cool uniforms.
And they have Zoltan.
They not only do they have Zoltan, they have Zoltan, and they told Zoltan to go away.
They did.
Yeah, he's not coming on the trip. So he wasn't there for most of the qualifying, maybe all of the qualifying. He was hurt for a lot of it, and they feel as though they were a better team without him.
Okay.
And there actually is some truth to that. They played a more balanced play when he was out there. They basically would kick him the ball, and just sort of like.
Stand around
and watch.
Yeah,
and it was
just
like, are you going to do something with that?
Right.
But he actually wanted to go. I think he wanted to go to the World Cup, and they're like, no.
Okay,
that's crazy.
And so I actually respect
Zoltan's
that about them.
He's Malcolm Butler.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
We're nailing these. I mean, this is important for people to understand. So what type of style of play does Sweden have, and what are we looking for? Like their ceiling.
Well, so their style is they play a balanced approach. They got a good midfielder who's good at turning, transitioning from defense to offense, a guy named Emil Forsberg. He also plays with Leipzig, who we talked about, Timo Werner from Germany. He's a good player. I don't know that they've got enough around him, and I don't know who he's going to feed the ball to up top. They've got a couple guys like John Guidetti, I think I'm saying that right. He plays in Spain. I don't know. I'm just not that impressed with their forwards.
Okay. So, and then in soccer terms, explain that, because you usually play one up top or two up top?
It all depends.
Okay.
Two is, I like two. I'm a big fan of not playing the single striker setup, but a lot of teams end up doing that. I don't know what Sweden's going
to
go with.
And the striker... When it comes to the strikers, like skill level and whatever, they're basically the fast guys who can finish. That's what you need to be able to finish with the ball.
You have finishing is number
finishing
one.
Finishing is number one.
Number one and number two, maybe number three. Fast, yes, normally, unless you are one of those guys that can just sort of poach goals.
Ronaldo.
Ronnie's moved in that direction.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, nose for the goal.
Nose for the goal, not the ball.
That's Harry Kane. Harry Kane's not that good. He just has a decent nose for the
goal. Now you're trolling me.
No, I'm just saying facts. These are soccer facts that I know. Isn't that a fact?
That is not a fact.
Harry Kane is not that good. He just has a knack for kicking the ball in the net every now and then.
Often. He doesn't even need to touch the ball to score. This is how good Harry Kane is.
So the goals just balls just go in and they
the
just give him
just
the
go in. Yeah. This is another soccer joke that you're not getting.
Spits when he talks. Okay, that's fine. Yeah, I didn't get that joke. All right, so recap E and F. We have Brazil, easy winner.
Brazil and I regret that we didn't even mention my boy Bobby Firmino when we talked about Brazil. But, yeah, we got Firmino, Neymar, Coutinho.
They're just so stacked that you could just name check the entire team. Their entire team is fantastic.
And Bobby Firmino.
And we sold Coutinho.
Also on the team.
Yeah. All right, so Brazil, easy winner. And then it's kind of a toss-up
between
the rest of anyone could win that, but you have Serbia winning that.
I do have Serbia coming through.
And then for the Group F, Germany, easy winner. And you have Mexico stealing the second spot.
Oh, yeah.
Sliding in.
Love Mexico.
Let's go Mexico.
I'm by the time we're done with this podcast, I'm going to have about six teams.
Yeah.
So I got Egypt, I got Portugal, I got
Uruguay.
I got Mexico, so we're four. Yeah, I have more than 16.
So that is the groups E and F.